Do it again.
No, we're not going to do that again.
Why?
Because it's the moment's gone.
No, I think we're all pretty good actors. I think we can recreate
it. Ding,
do it again.
Dang, dong.
And welcome
hello.
To the show.
Let's
sorry.
Do a real one.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah. You didn't even introduce it. I introduced the last show.
Last week was a little weak, and I apologize on behalf of all the people who tune in to listen to me. I'm sorry for that last week's week. Opening.
And so, should we apologize to more than just one person? How about the people who listen to us?
Oh, I didn't even think anybody listened.
To all the people who listened just for me, you're welcome.
Thank you.
For what? Why are you welcome? Why are you welcoming?
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Are you saying you're welcome as in you're welcome to listen? Or are you,
and
as if they have said thank you?
And to Robert's brother, he's thankful for you being his only listener.
I actually have a couple of listeners.
Is that right?
Oh. Yeah.
Are you walking the streets
really
and
like
finding
it.
People are coming up to you and asking you about this show? Because I am.
Really?
Because in your silence as you walk by them, they're like, you sound like that guy from that show.
Yeah.
No, they just know what I look like.
Interesting.
Radio is a powerful tool.
It really is. You can paint an image.
Bum, bum.
Welcome to the Shide Show.
Hey.
Hello.
My name is Brian Gerard. I'm alongside Gregory Hoyt.
Yes.
And, of course, Robert Scheid.
Of course.
Yes!
Thanks for showing up.
We are the Scheid Show.
Yeah!
I can't believe it.
What?
We have been, this is like our 28th-ish episode, I think.
29th.
We're approaching our 30th anniversary.
Oh, that's the longest relationship I've ever been in.
Which means it's been 30 weeks. Which means it's not quite a year.
No, 52 weeks in a year.
Yes, 52 weeks in
a
year.
Or 33.
To light it up and set it on
I feel
fire.
Like Father Time is a merciless mercenary.
Here's a quote.
Out to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's something for you. In
Greg has a quote, everyone.
Oh, here we go.
But now it's going to be the awkward part where I try to remember what it is. Yeah. In the context of time, we were never born and we are already dead.
Yeah.
Wow.
How do you like that?
Yeah, no, it's very, very true.
That makes me want to jump out the window.
In a and bad you, way or in a good
be,
way?
You would be blip.
Yeah.
Because what you just said was, Dear Brian Gerard,
yes.
You are irrelevant. Mm. Sincerely, the universe.
No, that's not what I said.
Oh.
Whoa. Wait a second. That's how I kind of took it.
No.
You are a blip on the radar,
no.
According to time.
What I said is, in the context of time,
yeah.
You were never born.
Mm-hmm.
And you're already dead.
Yeah, that's...
That doesn't mean you're insignificant and it doesn't matter what you do.
No, but it means
if that's
that,
what you're hearing,
yeah.
That's your own shit.
Oh.
That's your own filter.
Oh, okay. You tricked us.
Now, what I'm hearing
yes.
is awesome. Complete freedom to do what I want to do and to enjoy my little, brief,
yeah.
if somewhat insignificant, blip
okay.
in the time spectrum.
Uh-huh.
And then go... Bouncing back joyfully into the arms of the universe when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
But I, Greg Hoyt,
yes.
I aim to be happy.
That's good.
I aim to enjoy my life.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah?
No, Greg, you're gone. You're dead now. So anyway.
The blip is over.
Yeah. Whew, thank God for
wow.
that.
Wow.
Did you hear how long he was going on?
Thank God. You think I can use his headphones?
Yeah.
I like those headphones.
Yeah, blip. You're dead.
Oh. Brian's dead. Well, it's just me now. The Shide.
That's Jesus sipping on his tea in heaven.
Saying, who am I going to blip
who's
now?
Next?
Oh,
who's
the next blippy, blippy, blip?
I see. I find real comfort in that, actually.
Well, the assurance that that you can just do whatever you want, or
no, and it's not that I can just go do whatever I want.
I mean,
let's
not be a masochist about
yeah,
it, here, Robert.
There are some
whatever
things.
You want doesn't mean kill people. You don't have to instantly think bad things.
Good, right.
You know,
good.
Whatever you want could mean help people, feed the poor.
Yeah,
and
that's
the hungry.
True. Exactly. Nobody like that's yeah. the real deal. Like you Robert Scheid, or I'll just speak for myself.
For once.
I could speak for myself for once, and that could be my whole purpose of my life. No, I could be like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be that guy. That
what
is
guy?
Just going to, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going
right.
to feed the poor.
Right.
I'm going to just do that.
Which is great.
And let the chips fall where they may.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, a la Mother Teresa.
Right.
The chips falling where they may. What does that even mean?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When I think of comfort, I was just...
Did you guys explain that at all, or did you just walk right past that?
No. It explained itself.
The chips.
The chips?
Yeah.
It's like comfort.
Right.
You know, like being in a big king-size pillow top bed with a big comforter, and it's warm, and
your
pillows, and you're like, oh my God, this is so comfortable. It's incredible.
Right. And then what?
And then you take a nap.
Is this still a metaphor, or are you just talking about what you
are you
did?
Just talking about what it's like to take a nap, or are you talking about letting the chips fall where they may?
Yes.
I'm a little lost.
It's not a yes or no.
Was it a metaphor, or was it a description of an activity?
Metaphorically speaking, naps are great. And the chips sometimes fall where they may. You have to dust them up and put them back in your pocket.
I'm just saying that...
Yeah.
You know, we all get caught up in how important our lives are, and oh my God, I'm late for a meeting. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, my wife left me. Oh my God, you know,
I got fired. Oh my God, I'm living on the street.
Yeah,
when they should really be thinking.
Those are
whatever.
Those are all things that have happened to me, by the way. I'm still here. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't mean you're dead. But we all get like, oh, but what is Robert going to say about it when he finds out? And he's going to tell Teresa, and Teresa's going to talk to Geraldine about it. And it's like, who gives a fuck about Teresa and Geraldine?
Whoa. It's the holidays. I thought we made a pact that we weren't going to try to. Yeah.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you turn, I'm going to eat your soul.
Oh, what is with these
Christmas? Good morning, Santa Claus. What if Santa Claus actually came down from heaven and he was a very evil
Santa
man?
Santa Claus from heaven.
And he was like, you've been bad.
But I thought that list was a good list.
You've been good.
Oh, so what does that mean?
I'm going to eat your bones.
Do I have time to be bad? What does it mean if I'm bad?
I'm going to tear you in half. Half of you's going to heaven. Half of you's going to hell.
Is it my top half or my lower half that's going to heaven?
It's your left half.
I didn't split down the middle.
Oh, Santa.
I'm going to put... I'm going to put my burning pitchfork in the top of your head and push down.
That doesn't sound very comfortable, Santa. Is this every year a yearly occurrence?
Ho.
Oh, and what about the Jews who celebrate Hanukkah?
What?
Yeah, Santa, don't you know about the Jews? They celebrate Hanukkah. And in Africa, they celebrate
that?
Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah, they don't even believe in you.
What?
Yeah.
I shall rain down a fiery vengeance upon these Jews.
Well, it's really the fiery vengeance. Is that what the elves are for?
Where are these Africans?
They're in Africa, and some of them actually live here.
Where is Africa?
It's a continent that's...
Christmas is only for Americans.
Really? You don't go over to Europe and, you know...
No.
In Germany, we
That's
have...
Father Time.
Father Time. Well, he kind of looked like him. Christkind, you know?
Hello.
Oh.
This is my elf.
Oh, hi.
Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hello.
Do you help with the raining of fire? Is that what's going on?
The rain of fire will come down upon thee.
On me? Oh, I thought we were talking about the Jews and...
Ho, ho,
Hanukkah.
Ho, Jeremy.
It's beginning to look a lot
like Christmas.
All right, guys, it's a little, first of all, it's a little early. It's looking like Christmas. Is there anything I can do to prepare for your coming?
Go to Target.
and what? Do you have a list, list at Target?
Get me some of those Andes chocolate mints.
Oh, those are good. Those are good. Wouldn't
and
they...
a fake fireplace.
Oh, so the fire that you rain down is not real. It's fake. It's like a little wind, like a fan, and some little strips of cloth.
Buy them at Target, yes.
You buy them at Target.
It's more affordable there.
And I guess that would help the Andes mints from melting, because it looks like you're on fire, but you're not. There's just a fan under you, blowing up.
Yes.
Oh. Well, I'm not as scared anymore. Oh, thanks, guys.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
Thanks. All right. Great. Looking for
never
a Christmas.
Get another Christmas present.
Oh.
Coal in your stocking. Coal in your stocking.
Is it kind of like that bubblegum coal? My mom gets me that sometimes. Or what? Like chocolate. Yeah, it's like it's coal, but it's actually bubblegum. It looks like coal.
No. What are you talking about?
You know, in my stocking, you know, or like coal. It's like chocolate, but it's wrapped. It looks like coal, but it's not.
This guy's a loser.
Need to go away now.
Oh. Bye, Jeremy. Bye. Bye, Santa.
Goodbye, Robert.
Wow, that was great.
Blip.
Robert left us.
He's dead. Just that quickly.
It doesn't get any more poignant.
Do you believe in Santa Claus, Brian?
Yes.
Mm. Well, that's officially the most insane thing you've ever said. I was 100% sure you'd say no.
I absolutely believe in Santa Claus. Wow. When I was a child, Santa actually came to my house several times.
I thought it was your dad.
Yeah.
No.
Did you smell like alcohol? This was Worcester, right?
This was Worcester.
Get it out. Have fun.
Zinga.
Just because you didn't have a personal relationship with Santa doesn't mean all of us have.
What?
Wait.
What? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Describe this
really?
Personal relationship. What did Santa do?
Wow. I just knew that he was there and he took care of us. He took care of me and took care of my friends, took care of my brothers. He was a real, real honest-to-goodness good guy. Hard worker, just trying to do his thing. Got a lot of responsibility on his shoulders.
Uh-huh.
Gets a bad rap.
Yeah.
Has for a lot of years. A lot of years he's been really dealing with a lot of horse hockey. A lot of horse hockey he deals with.
Yeah.
But I tell you what.
Yep. Tell
me. He always comes out. He always perseveres. And on the other side, come January 2nd, he's in Hawaii, bathing in his Santa outfit. He's on a tree.
My first question is, why is he waiting until January 2nd? What's happening from the morning of the 26th until the 2nd of January?
You know nothing about business, do you?
No.
The day after you just walk away from.
Isn't it like a bank holiday?
Shop?
I think that's the thing too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you spend all year building something, you spend all year building something. Do you think you can just clean it all up in one day?
Hopefully.
Well, clean it up. I mean, he built them. He kind of gave it away.
He gave everything away.
It's pretty easy, actually. It
takes 7 days to sweep the porch of the shop.
What is that? Is that like a metaphor with the Bible?
No, I'm just saying that's how it works with Santa.
7 days.
7 days.
What are you guys going to do on Christmas? Are you going to be here in Los Angeles alone in your apartment?
I'm not. No. I'm going to be in Colorado.
Brian, where are you going to be for the Lord's Day? The Lord's birthday?
Jesus' birthday? I'll be celebrating with him.
It's actually my brother's birthday.
Your brother's Jesus?
No, my brother's birthday is actually on the 24th.
Well, why did you just lie?
Because I wanted to feel special.
You're going to be punished.
Robert, you are special.
Oh, thank you.
You're going to be punished for that lie.
I was actually going to bake a cake for Jesus' birthday.
Was that going to be here or?
No, I'll be back. I'll be back on the East Coast.
Who will you spend?
The East Coast of what? Jamaica?
East Coast of some continent in an undisclosed location.
You're not really on the coast, by the way.
Is it small?
But it's
all relatively speaking. I'm certainly more east on the East Coast there than I am here.
That's true.
That is very true. And you, sir, Greg?
I will be back in Amesbury, Massachusetts. Mm.
Amesbury strikes me as a place that turns into a vintage Americana
place
during the holiday season.
It.
Yeah.
You can't even.
It probably looks like it's straight out of a movie.
It's Norman Rockwell.
It's Norman Rockwell.
It's vintage Americana.
I have a question.
I'm very blessed to be from there.
Mm. What do you do on Christmas Eve? Do you go get drunk in a local bar?
Actually, that did happen not too long ago. I was in a funk. Yeah. And I did do that. I decided to skip the church service that happens. My father and my sister sing in churches on Christmas Eve. So
Random churches? They just walk in and start singing?
Yeah, we used to be part of this one church, and then that doesn't happen anymore. So we kind of just freelance, go around to some churches, you hold those candles with the wax guards
to protect
on
your
them
hands
to protect your hands.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of a sick bastard, so I let it run on my hands.
Oh, because you like the pain.
Yeah.
Well, it also helps you hit those high notes.
But I got to say, you know, a lot of the church messages back east are lacking in any sort of...
different?
Just, you know, no hope.
There's a lot of doom and gloom.
A lot of us reading from the book. We obviously don't know what we're reading. We don't know what we're singing.
Holy night.
I am so bummed. I don't want to be here.
Yeah, I can see that.
I drank a fifth of scotch. You know, that kind of stuff. It's just...
it's mixed message. The holiday season becomes a very tough mixed message, I think.
Yeah, you really got to keep your head up.
You got to keep it straight. And, you know, the traditions of the church that we grew up with, and I know that, Robert, being a staunch atheist that you are, could give a shit about what I'm about to say.
Exactly. I was raised Roman Catholic. I went through the
So you get it. You know what's
What's going on.
But even as much as it just becomes – I feel like it becomes a little harder and harder every year because of – that message, that book that's being read to us, and there's a lot of noise being spit out.
I gotta tell you, I love a lot of that book. That book is a fucking,
really?
There's a lot of great stuff in that book.
Then where's the misfire?
Great
ideas.
I think the thing is when it's because I agree in certain points. Like they say that, you know, there are ideas in the book, some ideas in that book that are good,
right?
And they're just concepts. And maybe you had to make them law that you would end up in eternal damnation if you didn't follow it for people to actually start doing those things. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they put a lot of stuff in there that's just absolute
madness.
It is absolute madness.
Total madness.
And then people take that also and they interpret it their own ways.
Yeah. Mm.
The book itself was, you know, I was watching a little David Cross thing today and he just sort of, it was like, he spelled it out really well when he said that it's a book that was written and then revised and then written and then revised and revised and the revision was revised and translated and revised and translated and written and then the church, the Pope said, oh, we don't need those parts, so took those out, and then revised and written and wrote. And all of this was based on something that was written 50 to 90 years after the thing happened. And it was actually, told orally to people who didn't know how to write. And it was just kind of like, okay. I think there's a lot of truth in that thing.
Yeah.
Right? It's guaranteed truth.
Well, and that's the thing is that if you're not willing to look at that fact, that this is not the word.
Right.
Like literally not the word out of the sky.
That the Lord rained down upon the people.
I don't really understand I guess I do understand the resistance because people have a lot wrapped up in it. But I don't – it's hard for me when people don't just take a look at like – these are not the actual words. The feeling of it, there are some really good things there. Like, let's take the good stuff. Let's take the stuff about love and compassion and forgiveness and sharing and, you know, all that stuff. That's what I'm talking about. Mm. I love that book for that
stuff. Yeah, that stuff
you're
is
just
great.
Like, whoa, yeah.
But at the same time, there is like...
what about the guilt and the absolute...
I don't know
and spiting a tree because it doesn't give
fear. A lot of fear.
Fruit. Tons of fear,
there's
man.
Fear.
I don't get down with that.
Eternal damnation. And
I used to get down with that when I was a kid, and I literally pictured myself burning in hell for the
simplest The reason that they put that in there was because there are so many people. If there isn't that kind of not
this
incentive, but
happen.
If there's if you
happen.
Don't have the danger of that in the background, right? Mm-hmm. Then you won't. The idea is you won't go forward and be compassionate towards other people because that is not going to help you right on the front page.
Mm-hmm. Right. But the thing is like, you know, if you're helping people out of the fact that you don't want to burn in hell. That's not a very pure place to come from anyway. So
unfortunately, that's where people are coming from.
That's where a lot of people
are. You know, what about universal healthcare, right? Universal healthcare, doesn't that sound like a really quote-unquote Christian thing to want to give everybody healthcare? So why is it that a lot of conservatives who call themselves Christians are against it?
Because they're businessmen first.
Well, shouldn't you also then tailor your business to be a Christian business if you are truly teaching the word of Christianity?
You tailor your business... translated based on the things that you want to translate it to make it work for you against.
And that's what makes it unfortunate.
Dude, it's such a huge, big issue. Ultimately, again, whatever. It doesn't matter. The thing is that I just feel like you go, you Robert Scheid, you go do your thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my thing.
Sure.
And all power to you for doing your thing.
Yeah.
Awesome. Allah, whatever, Yeshua, God, Jesus, whoever is your man in the sky or your woman on planet Earth, get down with your bad self. It's all one. Let's all stop the bullshit of like, well, my God's over here in section A, row D of heaven. Your God's over here behind the home plate. It's bullshit. It's insanity.
There's one rule. Be good. Be good.
Try.
That's it.
Try to be good.
Do try your best.
Be kind to your fellow man. It's kindness. It is kindness. That's it.
When I think about just a point you brought up earlier, when I was, it was about a couple years ago, I was in Las Vegas. And they had an oral history that was really interesting, too. Oral history. Oral history in Las Vegas.
Did you just take this conversation that was like a really deep and meaningful conversation and then try to turn it into a sexual joke?
I totally flew it into the side of the mountain and blew us all up. I blew us up before we... I blew us up just as we were hitting the mountain.
And was...
We didn't even crash into it. There was a bomb on the plane.
That's right.
You detonated.
I detonated before we hit the side of the mountain.
As well.
Or a fax machine bomb, or whatever's happening.
Underwear
now.
Bomb. Printer bomb.
It's printer bombs.
Yeah. You just have to press print.
I just don't, you know.
Apple P if you're on a Mac.
Cell phone.
Or Control P.
I'll tell you what, man. If you're talking about your God, I don't give a fuck. I love it. You love God? Awesome.
Yeah.
Me trying to be like, wait, that's not the right God! Over here!
It's this God!
Right over here! We've fought wars forever over that. About an invisible man in the sky.
I feel like it's like if Greg and I just went on a total tangent of punching each other in the face as hard as we can for as long as we can, and then ultimately we're like, what just happened? I'm just talking about my God. I'm talking about mine. And then we're like,
wait.
You mean your guy came from Jackson too? Yeah, Jackson. You mean God from Jackson with the black tie on? Yeah, the guy with the black tie.
Wait, God?
Jackson, God?
Oh my God!
My God, it's this,
we've been talking about the same guy. Why have we been punching each other in the face?
Damn, I punched you in the face.
I'm sorry. Oh my God! All the people are with everyone.
So that's how that happened.
That's really, we just summed up religious history in the last 3
no, hopefully, no. The problem is we haven't gotten to that
part. We haven't gotten to that point where
the
we're
reconciliation
exhausted.
And not, it can't come down to we're talking about the same God. It has to be we're talking about the same concept.
Yes.
Not the same, it doesn't have to be a person.
It doesn't have to be defined.
In my opinion, there isn't a person. There is how you treat your fellow man right here, right now, period. Done and done. Who cares about anything else?
Because we're never going to figure it out.
It doesn't matter.
But this whole thing is all about figuring it out, and I'm right, and you're wrong.
Right.
And my idea of it is the right idea. There's all sorts of people agreeing with me. See how many people are agreeing with me?
Yeah, I've got more people behind me than you, so we're right.
It's just madness. But it's all invisible. It's all a feeling. And
just be kind, people.
Just be kind, people.
We're getting close to Christmas, you know.
Merry Christmas.
And Christmas is a religious sort of... It is a religious holiday, but you don't have to look at it in terms of that, of somebody being, you know, being born to lead a religion. It has nothing to do with that. It's sort of the same way you can look at Thanksgiving and not look at really what happened on that particular or in that time period back in the day in America. You look at the feeling of giving, of appreciating the people around you and being kind. That's it. Don't put religion into it.
And same with that feeling that comes up around Christmas where it's just like that chill thing. You got that ghosty kind of music playing. You got some candles burning. You got maybe a tree in the house that smells good.
You feel something.
Yeah, you feel something
inside.
Go with that feeling.
It's a warmth.
That's what it is.
Hopefully it's not
live it,
go get the axe from behind the woodshed. That's not the feeling
not
you want to pursue.
Different one.
That's different entirely.
Just go feel what it is because that's what, I think that's what God or whatever it is. It's a
that's
feeling.
All it is.
It's a feeling.
You know what it all is?
Love.
It all comes down to? Love.
It's love.
It's love. All of it is love. Just
and
love.
I've said that to you, Robert.
Open it up.
It's all love.
You open up. Get your heart and your soul out of its cast iron casket.
Open it up.
Open it up. And it's going to, there are going to be times where it's going to hurt, sting.
You're going to get smoked.
It's going to get smoked out.
People are going to cut you up.
But at the end of it all, when your little blip is blipping,
yep.
And at that point, if you wish you could have said something, I guarantee you,
yeah,
for the every soul that vanishes from this planet every 30 seconds, or however, whatever the math is,
mm-hmm,
right, if you could hear the one thing that they would say, it'd be like, just love it.
And I wish I told her I loved her. Yeah. I wish I told him I loved her.
I wish
him.
I just loved. I wish I did what I loved.
Yeah.
I wish I just loved.
Yeah.
And followed it. And that's it.
So therefore, my children of the Greg Hoyt ministry. I'm just kidding.
Go get them.
Oh,
go
Santa.
Get it. Love your neighbors.
Well, that's it for the Shy Ch.
Yay.
Yay.
Boop. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.